Jim, I'll start with your first point about turning a corner for higher prices. Can you help break that down for me?
Yeah, because, with the turning of the corner on market access and trade policies, we have the U.S.-South Korea trade agreement done. We have the U.S.-Japan trade agreement being implemented now. We have almost the implementation of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that will solidify our North American market, which is so important for a number of U.S. commodities, but 40% of all of our pork exports go to Mexico and Canada. And then, of course, we have the Phase One agreement with China that on the surface would bring $80 billion of U.S. foreign product exports over 2 years. There's a lot of naysayers on that, but I'd rather have that commitment than not have it.
So on that note, that's a nice lead in to my next question on China. So can you help me pick that apart? What is important at this stage in the game, and when do we expect those Phase Two negotiations to start?
Well, the Phase Two, they're saying that they will start as soon as possible. But I think most people think that they won't end until sometime after the November elections. But now Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the other day that there could be a 2A agreement. I think they're going to piecemeal this thing because they saw the success of the agriculture, primarily agriculture, in Phase One. But there were some very important things in financial services in this Phase One agreement and enforcement mechanism vehicles. So I think they're on the right path.
And on that note, in an election year, you were starting to identify some of the key players. And so just simply, what is this election year going to mean for agriculture?
The election year is going to mean, well, who controls not just the White House, but who controls the House and Senate? We saw how that's important on individual legislation. Trade policy, even though we got the bipartisan agreement on USMCA, but the Farm Bill coming up eventually, and the need for a reauthorization of CFTC, the Grain Standards Act, the livestock price reporting. But in the White House, you would see a distinct difference if it's a Republican, if it's Trump 2.0, or if it's a Democratic president. You would see significant changes in the operation of policy initiatives come out of that White House.
And at the end of your presentation, Jim, you talked about the comparison of the farm sector working capital in the 1980s. Not as bad as the 1980s?
No, we're not as bad yet. But if we were to have, if Trump were to say to announce auto tariffs on Germany, I don't think he will, but he's threatening it, that would lead to probably a pretty bad recession in Europe, and that could cascade throughout the world. So that's a potential black swan that I would not want to see. Two, in agriculture, we've gone down over 80% since the peak in 2012 of working capital. So that means there's a cash flow problem in agriculture that has to be turned around with higher cash prices, both at the crops level and at the meat level. I think we're going to see it in meats, higher prices, almost for sure. We've got some potential pretty big increases coming in both in corn and soybean acres this year with resulting increases in carryover. So we're still not out of the woods yet. But with this increased trade environment, hopefully we can get back to prices that are above the cost of production for most producers.